Joining us live now, Virginia U.S. Senator Tim Kaine. And good morning, Senator. Good to have you.
Good to have you. Be with you guys. Thanks.
So you released a statement calling the president's use of military force in Syria here unlawful. Tell us why.
You cannot, as president, start a war without a vote of Congress, and that's what this is. I have been calling for the U.S. to be more assertive against the atrocities of Bashar al-Assad since 2013. I voted to use military action against Syria in 2013 because they did exactly this, use chemical weapons against civilians. But at that time, Donald Trump, as a private citizen, had it right. He said, President Obama, you've got to get congressional approval if you're going to start military action against Syria. And the same principle holds today. The president should have come to Congress before doing this, and he needs to come to Congress now to lay out his strategy for how we're going to deal with Syria, especially given the fact that there are so many U.S. troops now on the ground there.
Does it matter? I mean, I understand your point that you make about getting congressional approval. This was one of those circumstances where the world was wondering, will the U.S. respond in this case, or will the Syrians have crossed the line again and gotten away with it without any response?
Well, the world is wondering that, and I think the U.S. has been too slow. I was harshly critical of the Obama administration to some degree on this, and I've been critical of President Trump for not calling out these atrocities until now. I'm glad he's taking them seriously because these atrocities are very serious. But Mike, our Constitution is really clear. The president can defend the United States from imminent attack without asking for congressional permission, although then there's some notice requirements about how you get Congress involved. But Congress is the body that's supposed to initiate war, not the president. And so while the world may have wondered what the U.S. is going to do, the president could have said, I need you right away. There's precedent in Congress for acting quickly if a president requests. But in this instance, there wasn't even really meaningful consultation. Apparently gave the Russians a heads up, but most of us who were up here on the committees, I'm on the Armed Services Committee and the Foreign Relations Committee. I learned about it in the news. You're supposed to get Congress involved. And the reason you do that is not only because the Constitution says so, but because when you get Congress involved, then you have a debate that the American public can see. It's how the public gets informed about what's at stake.
Senator, what comes next from here? Obviously, diplomacy is important.
Yes. Well, I would say two things come next. I think the administration needs to come to Congress and lay out their proposed plan of military and diplomacy to deal with this horrible six-year-long civil war and humanitarian nightmare in Syria. They need to come do it, and they need to present a plan. And like all such plans, you can expect Congress to ask some tough questions, kick the tires. But there will be support here in Congress, I believe, for reasonable action with a plan to deal with these atrocities in Syria. But that's what they need to do. And then second, I think everybody understands that the Syrian civil war has created this massive exodus of refugees around the world, instability in the region. There does have to be renewed discussion about a ceasefire and end to the civil war, and hopefully the military plan is something that could accelerate the dialogue toward a political solution.
Senator Kaine, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Glad to be with you guys. Thanks.
That is Virginia U.S. Senator Tim Kaine.